Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today is July 22nd, the year 2022. We have tuned in to the online version of the Friday Juma prayer service for the Nur Allah Islamic Center. We will also be in person, live in person, at the Expo Mosque at 830 North Midhoffer. We will begin in 30 minutes to 2 p.m. For the first half hour, we will play chapter 18 of the Quran, which is titled in Arabic, Al-Kahf, or in English, The Cave. It is following in the tradition of Muhammad the Prophet, the peace and peace upon him, that we listen to read this chapter on Fridays. So stay tuned, and in about 25 minutes, we will have a call to prayer. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for tuning in.
I'm going to get you my pretty and your little ticket, too.
Can I help you?
Oh, sorry.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillah, الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave, and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward.
ماكثين فيه أبدا.
Wherein they will abide forever.
وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا.
And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor had their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou Muhammad wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct. And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight. Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years. And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried. We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض
لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside Him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هؤلاء قومنا اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose, move away from their cave to the right, and when it set, go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say they were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is he, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside him, and he maketh none to share in his government.
واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking his countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا رَجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grapes, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كِلْتَا الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men. And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أَوْ يُصْبِحَ مَاؤُهَا غَوْرًا فَلَن تَسْتَطِيعَ لَهُ طَلَبًا.
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ فِئَةٌ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هُنَالِكَ الْوَلَايَةُ لِلَّهِ الْحَقِّ هُوَ خَيْرٌ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ عُقْبًا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the True. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا إِنْ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world, as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward, and better in respect of hope.
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills, and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together, so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us, as we created you at the first. But ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember, when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه فأعرض عنها ونسي ما قدمت يداه إنا جعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإن تدعهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذا أبدا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them, but theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا.
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, though I march on for ages. And when they reached the point where the two met, they forgot their fish, and it took its way into the waters, being free.
فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا.
And when they had gone further, he said unto his servant, Bring us our breakfast. Verily, we have found fatigue in this our journey.
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا.
He said, Didst thou see when we took refuge on the rock and I forgot the fish? And none but Satan caused me to forget to mention it. It took its way into
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على صلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness there is no God but Allah and Muhammad. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. And I bear witness Muhammad is his messenger, صلى الله عليه وسلم. The grace and peace be upon him. وعلى آله والصحابة إسماعيل أما بعد. And the peace upon his family and his companion. I always feel the urge to say male and female. Sometimes we forget many of the companions of Rasulullah were female. And upon us, I mean. We openly give praise to Allah as being one and completely one. You never, ever want to confuse that conversation. Allah is one and only one. There is none like unto Allah whatsoever in any form. Even be it someone's vivid imagination, they feel wrong. If you ever want to guarantee that you're wrong, just try to think of a pardon for Allah and you guarantee to be wrong. Allah has no partners. Allah in his mercy sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a mercy in two forms. Yes, Muhammad is sent as a mercy in two forms. He's Rahman Linnas. That is, Muhammad is the mercy to humanity. And Rahman to Alameen, and he is the mercy to all the worlds, all the systems of knowledge. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is, Muhammad, the man, the individual flesh and blood man, and Muhammad, the mission, his purpose and destiny on earth. And we are still living in the day of Muhammad. His mission. Now, Muhammad, the man, Allah bless him. Yes, we love him. But Muhammad, the mission, the purpose, the destiny, his role in the evolution and the completion of the human family. This is the day of Muhammad. We are living in the day of Muhammad. It kind of tickles me to hear Muslims say, New World Order. and they have fear in their voice or doubt in their voice. So what kind of Muslim are you? A New World Order. Muhammad is the New World Order. Huh? Al-Islam is the New World Order. How you say it, brother? Kalas. That's it. Don't look for anything else. Allah says, this day, it didn't mean 24 hours, right? This day have I perfected for you, completed, I have completed my favors upon you and perfected for you your deen. And then tell us what the deen is. Didn't say Islam, Al-Islam. Yes. And before it says that, the same ayah, it says, this day have those who have doubt, disbelief, they give up all hope of your religion. But Allah says, don't fear them. So why would a Muslim be saying, New World Order and have fear? Huh? Allah says, don't fear them, fear him. Because it's been completed. It's been perfected. Allah sent the Quran, the beautiful message, right? It says, Alif Lam Mim, Zalika al-Kitabu lay Rabbi fihi hudan muttaqin. This is the book. Huh? Listen to it. This is the book. It didn't say a book or some book or maybe another book. It says, this is the book. What do you mean, the book? This is the book that all the prophets have been waiting for, that all of humanity has been waiting for since the beginning with Adam, right? And the evolution through all the other prophets is there. It's coming. It's coming. Where with Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the book came. The book for humanity, a book for the common human being. And inshallah, we're going to get into that, how important that is, that this book, the book, is for the common everyday woman and the common everyday man. And it says, it is the book. If it is guidance, sure, without doubt, without doubt, if you are mutakin. If you're not mutakin, you're going to be looking at it all sideways, and you're not going to get it. And in the root of mutakin, you got taqi or taqwa, right? If you don't have that God consciousness, then you're going to miss the book. Yes? The Mutaqin. And it says, Al-Ladina Yukminuna Bil Al-Ghaib. They believe in what their two eyes can't see. Believe it. I asked the question last week, have you seen your kidney? Because you believe in your kidney, right? That's what I want to tell you. You had not seen your spleen. You haven't seen it. You may get an image of it, but you ain't seen the actual organ, right? Now, that's a basic way of seeing, believing in unseen. But we believe in a lot of unseen, the angels who are at work. So, two qualities, right? Most I can. And you believe in, I mean, your guide. You believe in what you can't see. Don't you know that's the only way that mankind can progress is believing in what they cannot see? They say, the scientists say, right? The theologians say. They say, let me do what? See. So they believe, if she's saying, let me see, you believe in something that you can't see. He didn't say saw, past tense. He said, let me see. The blind man said that, right? Yes. and gave, he said, and Christ Jesus, by Allah's permission, gave vision to the blind man. By Allah's permission, he cured the lepers. Yes. By Allah's permission, yes, he made the lame to walk. So, Mutakin, Amanu El Begad, believing the unseen. Oh, you got to qualify. But this is still the book for all humanity, but it has a special place for the common man and woman. And we don't think about this, how precious that is and how rare in the progression of man's, how rare that is to have a book for the common woman, common man. I'm saying woman first for a reason. We got too much male chauvinism in those who practice Islam. You notice how I said that. I didn't say in Islam. I said it's in those who practice Islam. Who are steadfast in prayer, right? It says, Wayukimuna Asalat Gablish Salat. Brothers and sisters, if you don't have Salat established in your home, work on it. Salat should not be a thing that happens in the house sometimes or when we need something. It surely is breakfast is established in your house, right? Surely it's going to bed is established in your house, yes? Salat should be established in your house. But you cannot establish it in your house if you cannot establish it in your soul. Yes? These are the ones who get the book that all of humanity, if they conscious of it or not, have been waiting for this book. Dalikal El Kitabri, right? This is the book. Yes? They believe also in the resurrection. They believe in the Akirati. We believe in the afterlife. You can't see that either, right? Can you see tomorrow? We say inshallah, right? We know the answer. But can you see tomorrow? No. But everybody in here got plans for tomorrow. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Why? Because we believe in our unseen. We have just been taught better now. We say, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, this is a good religion. You ain't got to scratch it. It's what your brain says too hard. Brain says to say, thank you, thank you. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. That you were all feeding before, caused me to have headaches, nightmares. And have the issue of the hereafter, yes. So again, when it says, this is the book, El Kitabu, it's not just any book. Some of you say, Al Islam, right? Not just any Islam, just I've been here since Adam, right? Through Moses and Jesus. But Muhammad brought Al-Islam, the Islam. The Quran is a revelation taught publicly. Never, pay attention to that word, never. The Quran never was taught only to a elite. Special group, class, in society, only. Now they got it too, but from the beginning, he was never taught to the elite only. It was and is a book entrusted to the hearts and minds and the souls of the common man and the common woman from its beginning. The Holy Quran specifically addresses in the language of the common man, the family, inheritance, government, in common language, the Quran from the beginning addressed those issues. And many, many more, too many to name. Shaitan, he underestimated the castors, and he still underestimates. Okay? You read the Quran, say, oh, Shaitan did this. Shaitan's still doing what he did, right? And he underestimated and underestimates the human excellence for the common man and the common woman. That's why he's Shaitan. Shaitan highly disrespects the common man and the common woman. With this same rascal, when it comes to Allah, he said, my Lord. Huh? My Lord, give me respite. And on judgment day, he's going to turn on you. He's going to say, I just offered it to you. You need to follow me, and he's going to turn to you. He's going to say, my Lord, you know, it ain't my fault. But he highly disrespects the human excellence of the common man and the common woman. So, again, this is important for us to comprehend. The Quran is the book of revelation intended from its first day to be a book accessible to every man and woman and child, obligating every man and woman and child and encouraging them to learn the whole book by heart. Learn this book. Memorize the whole of the book without having to enroll in someone's higher education. We don't think about this, but this is unique in the annals of time of many, many great societies. That is unique, that a divine book, a divine message from its very inception was intended to reach the common person. That did not happen in other societies. You say, well, what about the King James Version? They came in what, 15th, I forgot, it came almost in the 15th century, 14th century. You know why they came up with it? Because there was no book for the common person. There was none. Go read the history. So they had to turn around after they had their book and turn around and try to collect writings and then put it in the language of the common person. After the fact, when Martin Luther and they all rebelled and they began to become protesters and then called Protestants. And then they said, oh, we got to go back and create a book in a language that the common man and woman can understand. Whereas the Quran from the beginning said we're going to have a book that the common man and the common woman can have. That is a major contribution to the human family. So that's why I said this is the book. It's the book for you and I. And this book, the Quran, addresses, as needed, the whole of humanity. I mean, it addresses certain groups as needed, but in general, it addresses the whole of humanity. Other books did not do that. It came to a tribe, it came to a nation, it came to a certain people. And the Quran does identify tribes and nations and groups, right? But as a whole, love often saying, yes, they're not. Old mankind. Old mankind, over and over again, because it is a book for all people, not just for Muslims. even the person remaining a Jew, Christian, Buddhist, or whatever, the Quran is still for them. But their books, they're not for anybody else. So this is the book. This is the one. It's universal in its scope, in its reach, its application, and its benefits. I want to read a comment from the name Muhammad. And this is from 45 years ago. April 8th, 1977, just for the date. Imam Muhammad says, the Holy Quran says over and over again, many times, O humanity. It does not say, O Arabs. It only says that when it is specifically addressing the Arabs. But more often, the address is to the whole humanity. This book is a book for all the people. Believe it or not, the book revealed to Prophet Muhammad, peace and peace upon him, is the only book that is a book to be read and followed. I'm going to take this slow. The Imam Muhammad said this 45 years ago. This is the only book meant to read it and to follow it. Isn't that the first way he came to the Prophet? Ridiculous. So you got to read it and follow it. But this is the only book meant for this purpose. This book, no, it is called the Quran because it is the book to be read and followed. Quran is from the Arabic root word, which means to read. Quran means the book that is revealed for you to read, to recite, and to follow. This is the only book that is in the hands of people today that is a book given by God for us to read it, recite it, and to follow it. And that's a bold signal, right? The only book. He goes on to say, here's the question. You may say, what about the Holy Bible? He said, it is a book for you to study, but you must be careful while you're studying it. It is a book filled with mysteries. It is a book of riddles. It is a book of secrets. All the teachers of Christianity and Judaism know this, and they will tell you this when you enter the Bible schools. This is not a book for people to read. They'll tell you that. It is a book for a secret class of people to study and to do research with it. But the Quran is a book designed intentionally to be read, and it's to be read by the common person. The other books were not made that way. They have to go back and create something. That means the Quran achieved something great going forward from its inception, from its beginning. That's a great thing. Now, we take it for granted now, like we do water from the faucet. We take that granted, right? You turn the water on, turn the faucet on, you get water. In my lifetime, I've been down in Alabama when I was a little boy. I remember in the kitchen, one, pounding that well, two, three. A lot of things we take for granted now, you know, air conditioning, heat, you know, cell phones. I remember in my childhood, in my block, it was common for houses to have no phone. That was common. Now everybody got a phone. So we take things for granted because it's common now. So this book, having the book of Revelation for everybody, was not common. But when the Quran came, it was intentionally, from its beginning, was to be common for the people. We had to go back and say, well, we made a mistake. Now, I tell you the mistake that has been made. Muslims have competed with Christians, and Christians have competed with Muslims, trying to get the biggest house of worship, right? Compete. Trying to get the most people, compete. Trying to get the best schools, compete. And both have lost the focus. You're not to compete like that. So Muslims have now taken and trying to canonize. Canonize just means to put into a fashion of revelation, in a fashion where you can work with it or control it. Some Muslims closed the door to Ijtihad, the thinking about a coming person. They closed the doors. They closed a door they never should have opened. Math labs. They only need 4 math labs. Well, who told you to make the first one? Think about this. So the mistake made was that Muslims wanted to now take and make the knowledge for a select few. As you don't go to this school, you don't talk to this sheikh, you don't do this way, then you don't have the real Islam. We hear that, don't we? Don't we hear that? You don't have the real Islam. But the Quran says Allah is near to me than my jugular vein. Think about that. Near to me than my jugular vein, but you don't send me over to your school. And Allah is near to me than your school. And he revealed a book for the common person so that we could not be enslaved. Thinking about Bilal now, how do you block it, right? They want to enslave you, obligate you. Like, yeah, we got it, yeah. We can make a pledge. The pledge to Allah. Yes. So Allah is merciful to us. Do not let anybody enslave you. If anybody could have did it, Muhammad could have did it, the prophet. And Allah said, no, Muhammad, tell them, you are not to manage their affairs. You are not the father of any of them. They got some books that I don't think it's true. I may get in trouble for saying this. I don't think it's true. They got Jesus saying, oh, you little children. And they paint you a picture of him talking to little bitty children. He didn't mean physical children. He meant people's minds like children. Yes? Islam came to correct that. You don't call people, grown people, children. You respect their intellect. You didn't give them the intellect, Allah did. You didn't give them their heart, Allah did. Trust them. Give them back to Shaitan, and I'm done. That was Shaitan's biggest problem. So you going to trust that? You going to trust them? And I'm made from fire, free of smoke, free of imperfection, what it means, free of smoke. And you want me to, not only that, you're going to ask me to also bow to that? I wasn't being a Satan. You didn't bow to that? Yes. So, alhamdulillah. The Quran set us free to be thinkers, to be a mutaqin. Yeah, we know for established prayer. A man don't lead you by your hand. Your mama and your daddy don't lead you by your hand. Huh? It's through you and your Lord. Yes. You know, you get that state, you say, well, I got to find somebody else on earth just like me. It's from an ummah. Yes, alhamdulillah. Allah grant us good in this life and the biggest share in the life to come. Amen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The Bilal Muslims have continued to build our community life. And let's do it upon this reading here from the Quran, chapter 33, verse 70, where it says, "Yea, are you Salavin, or I am you, the Taku Allah, Sakulu, Sakulay Sadiq. O you who believe, reverence Allah, wa taqwa Allah, and say a word directly to the truth. Sadida. That's the word in Arabic, Sadida. What is Sadida? What is that? Sadida. Right to the point. Right? Hit the target. Don't beat around the bush. Honest. Be forthright. Now, that don't mean to get ugly and get mean and have a scowl on your face. But Muslims, the trust that comes from that, the honesty, and the beautiful lessons we learn from that, will take us so far. Because Hadida is saying, you're not being deceitful. We're not helping with this project because I got my own self-interest tucked in there. I'm not going to tell them that part. But I got my own self-interest in there. But some people become the imam or the minister as a stepping stone. You think they really there for you? No, they try to build their resume up. Huh? Some people get on boards. I'm on this board, that board. What are you there for? Oh, I really believe in the cause. Quit lying. You trying to build your resume up because you got your own plan. Listen, don't be like that. Don't be like that. So why are you doing that for? Well, you say, really, I got something going on, and it's going to pay dividends down the road. No, let's not see these Hadida. Hadida is that I'm here for this reason because I believe in it. Yes. That was the problem with the Queen of Sheba. When Solomon came to her and didn't wipe her out, she said, oh, he's a nice king. Send him a gift. Solomon said, this is how you're going to repay me? I'm calling you to your Lord. You're going to send me a gift? That's an insult. But she went along with it, right? She had an ulterior motive in going along with Solomon. He said, he didn't wipe us out. I'm still in power. Until she got to his castle, his palace. And the story goes, and she tucked her skirt and exposed her leg. And she hit that water and said, oh, this is solid glass. Then she came clean. Then she came clean. Now, I do submit. She realized that his knowledge was superior to hers. They had transferred her throne. But then she got to his throne. Whoa. Now, I really submit to Allah. Yes. Yes. Listen, let us recheck and double check our Shahada. Right? Yeah. Things can creep in on it. Renew it. Every time you make a lot, you renew your Shahada, right? All the time. Something may creep in on you. That black ant on a black rock at nighttime. That's how so the shirk can come in. That's the advice of our Prophet Muhammad keeps it running. So if I do that, yeah, be of those who you're still kind and humble. You still have fun telling jokes sometimes, but they will never see from you, and you'll never see from them any kind of inkling. They got an ulterior motive in what they're doing. Oh, we can build a community, powerful community, established from the first day on taqwa. Because everybody in there got taqwa. Everybody in there, like he. inshallah, we're going to do it. It's been done before. Medina and Manara, if I'm wrong. Medina, the city of life. Alhamdulillah, it's allowed to me. Katkama chisala, ikama. لا إله إلا الله. نويتو صلاة الجمعة ركعتين لله تعالى صلاة المقابر. I intend to make two rakat جمعة prayer to Allah the Exalted, facing the second precinct, Kaaba. Allahu Akbar. بالله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ولكل همزة لمزة عبد جمع آمل وأهبد يسب عن الملاك أكلد كلا لا يمزنا فهتما وما أجرك وما هتما لا بالله مخدا التي تتوخ ولا أفسدا إنها عليهم مصدا في أمد ممهدا الله أكبر سمي الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المكتوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد الله أكبر سمي الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله ربنا أعطينا في الدنيا حسنات وفي الآخرة حسنات وفي الآخرة حسنات ربنا لا تزيد قلوبنا ولا تزيد صدقنا Assalamu alaikum. Okay. Do we have any announcements today? Any announcements? Yes, ma'am. The Mawa meeting today, that's Muslim American Veterans Association. You're going to meet today? Yes, right afterwards. Mr. Carroll, the weekend school is going to begin back when? You know, in August. Okay, so we got end of August. And also, there's an important event going on in Chicago the weekend of September 23rd, 24th. It's in memory of Imam Muhammad, his legacy, and it's going to be at the Chicago Theological School, I think. So this. I do plan to make it during that the weekend. So mark your calendar for that. It's 23rd, 24th of September. Yeah, so about 2 months from now. That's possible. It could be more than one day. Bus can be kind of expensive for overnight Chicago, but that's they're far away. I have gas here, so I don't know. Maybe it's worth it. Gas is coming down a little bit, but it's nowhere near low enough for me. Any more announcements? We have a great, yes, ma'am. Yeah, please pick the vegetables. We have vegetables. You pick some? Peppers, you already been picked. You got some already picked, but. If you don't pick some of those things, you're going to lose them. So, and they're good. And I'm telling you from first-hand experience, they're really good coming out of the pot. I'm not the garden without the pot. yes. Okay, I can hear you. Some COVID tests, you take on you. They say COVID's back on the rise, they say. So we cannot be too careful. Our president tested positive. No one's exempt. Yes. Okay. That's all I can think of. Tune in Sunday for the blog talk at 1 p.m. And Tuesday Talib is still doing pretty good. Very good, I think. We have our engineer, Sukhtarima, back here holding the wall up. We want the waterfall. If she's our engineer, yeah, Tuesday or 7. Yes, sir. You got some work on bottle water? Okay, good. Francis Casey, how about one yesterday? That's okay. Water's good. Anytime. But he's saying that he need help carrying the water. You don't want to bother? Yes, sir. You're a smart man. That's right. Okay, he said that 3 times, y'all. I think we best go out to get your water here. Any more announcements? Yeah, Brother Omar with us. Welcome. I live in Southern. Yes. Okay, so I guess that's it. I'm sorry. Sister Jonah, please take 2 or 3, pass them out. You can keep that paper going. That's our paper. That's our institution to support the Muslim Journal. Okay. If there's no more announcements, tell our Facebook family. Anybody on here about Muslim Journal? You don't think? So, make sure there's no announcements on there. call from 450. You have a comment? All right. If we're on Facebook, we're on Facebook. My brother told me last week, he said, but you got to think about that.
Facebook, but you're in Florida, they won't come out. They got you stay at home, but.
Yeah.